podcast, and we're going to go over a couple things. We're going to go over upcoming events, Thanksgiving traditions, a new thing called Cozy Corner, and things to do. Oh, and a this or that if we get to it. So, Pearlie, do you want to start us with upcoming events?
Yes, we can start. So, football season has ended, which means that marching season has too. Band actually went to area 2 or 3 weeks ago. We sadly didn't make it to finals, but we were tied with 10th place, which 10th place is the last place you can get to go to finals. So we were tied and we ended up placing 11th place. So we were super close to going to finals. But now, like I said, marching season ended, which means football season has too.
Yep. And then I know that hasn't track season started up? I think it has. Yeah.
Track season and basketball season has started. And volleyball playoffs.
Yeah. Our volleyball team actually made it to the regional finals before they lost their game. So that's the first time they've been to finals in 18 years.
Wow. So
that's crazy.
They went really far.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then, of course, next week we've got Thanksgiving break, I think everyone's looking forward to.
Yeah.
Okay, so now that we've got upcoming events out of the way, I think we're just going to dive right into Thanksgiving traditions. So we're going to talk about our favorite food, like what our families do, and then what we're thankful for. So does one of you, do one of you want to start?
You can start.
Okay. Yeah, for my family, we have a couple different things we do. It really just depends on, like, so I have an aunt who lives in Missouri, and so if she comes down, it kind of changes our plans just a little bit. Like, this year, she's coming down, but she's leaving the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh.
So she's gonna, like, we're gonna have, like, a Thanksgiving with her, and then that's my mom's sister, and so then on Thanksgiving Day, we'll have Thanksgiving with my dad's side of the family, and we'll go do that.
So you get two.
Yes, I do get two. Sometimes when they come down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you do, Perla?
Well, on Thanksgiving, usually someone from my mom's side celebrates, and so all the family goes to that one family member's house, and my dad's family does the same thing. So we divide it up. So in the morning, we usually go with my dad's family, and then in the afternoon, we go to my mom's family and just have fun time together and then go back home. And this year, we're not 100% sure what we're going to do, but we might celebrate at our place. So that means that both families from both sides might come to our house this year, but we're still not 100% sure. But we'll definitely have a big meal for sure.
That's awesome. That's like a packed day for
sure. It's a lot.
You're going to have to eat like a little bit of everything.
So I don't get too full.
Yeah.
What do you do, Caitlin?
Very little, to be honest. My mom's family always does, like, this huge thing because they all live in Lubbock, like, 10 minutes from each other, like, every single one of them. Like, great aunts, second cousins, all of them live there. But we don't usually do that just because it's kind of far and stuff. My dad's family lives in Sulphur Springs, and so usually we go and see them. But honestly, my dad, his entire family, they're hunters, and Thanksgiving is hunting season, so my dad probably won't even be here for Thanksgiving.
Oh, no.
He's going deer hunting.
That's sad, but do y'all, what's your favorite food?
Thanksgiving food?
Yeah.
There are a lot of good ones.
What's your favorite?
Probably my dad's stuffing. Like, he has a certain way that he makes it, and it's just so good. I love it so much.
See, I feel like I'm not a big fan of, like, turkey or anything
I don't like turkey. We eat ham. Yeah.
Yeah, I usually, like, when I go because of the desserts. Like, the pie, it's, like, my favorite thing. But, like, the actual food, like, turkey, ham, I don't eat it.
I was about to say, are we, like, talking, like, food or dessert food? Because dessert food is different from food.
What's y'all's favorite dessert?
I like pecan pie a lot. Apple pie.
Apple pie, yeah, that's my favorite too.
Apple pie is my favorite, but I only get it when my aunt comes down for Thanksgiving because nobody else in my family makes it besides her.
Do y'all's family, like, make the desserts or y'all buy them?
We make them.
Oh, my family's like, we always make everything.
Oh, that's good.
We don't store buy anything.
Yeah, I think the only thing we buy is the ham.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's it. Because, I mean, like, my grandma, my mom, my aunts and stuff, they all like to cook, so.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
What dessert do you like?
I like apple pie. It's really
so
good.
I think we're all in agreement about the apple pie. Okay, how do y'all feel about pumpkin pie?
I don't really like it.
You don't like it?
Me neither. I don't like it.
Okay, but what about this? I only like it, I like a little bit every year, like just the tiniest little bit. And I like whipped cream to cover the whole thing.
Like you drown it. In
Yeah. It's got to have like as much whipped cream as pie in each
bite. Not like a, like I like whipped cream, but I'm not a big fan of it. Yeah, like I can eat it, but like.
I like it on the pumpkin pie, but I would not eat it plain. If that's what you
like, I will eat it out of the can.
Oh, I won't.
But I won't eat it on anything else. Like, I think I eat it out of the can just to say that I ate it out of a can. Oh. But I won't like put it on anything.
Yeah, no, you know what? I just remember it. Actually, my family has a really good dessert that I forgot about. It's called Four Layer Delight. And have either of y'all ever heard of that?
No.
No.
Okay, so I didn't think so. It's kind of like my mom's family's thing, but basically, it's got this like crust on the bottom, which is just, I mean, it's kind of like a pie crust. It's got like, it's just butter and flour and such. And then it's got, so that's one layer. It's got a layer of cream cheese and sugar whipped together. Then it's got a layer of chocolate pudding and then a layer of whipped cream. It's really good.
It sounds like too much.
And I'm not like a big sweet dessert person. Like I, sometimes things are, they're very easily too sweet for me, but it's actually good.
My family, from both of my mom and my dad's side, they make something that's called Carlota. It's pretty much like the main like ingredient in this is bread. So it's a type of bread. I don't know if you've heard about pan bolillo. No?
No.
Well, it's just a type of bread and they like break it into like tiny squares and pieces. And they add something that's called cajeta. And they add banana, they add raisins, they add cheese.
Oh.
They add cream cheese and they blend it all together. And so the bread is like soggy and like squishy, but it's really good. Like it's a weird combination, but
it's
really,
really good.
Is it almost
like bread pudding kind of?
Kind of.
Like very slightly.
I've never heard of that.
But it's really good. Really, really good.
Yeah.
The combination is weird, but.
Yeah, one of my family's things is since like my great grandma, we do butterscotch cookies.
Ooh,
like we
that
replace
sounds
chocolate
good.
Chips with butterscotch and then that drizzle is... it with butterscotch icing.
It's making me hungry.
Can't wait.
Sorry, I had a brain moment. Okay, so we're gonna talk about what we're thankful for. And okay. They need to be creative, like something creative. Specifically, because everybody's thankful for their family, their
friends,
and their house, okay? But think of something creative that, like, specifically you're very thankful for.
Can it be animals?
Yeah, I mean, okay.
I'm thankful for, we have chickens and horses.
That's specific.
So I love animals, specifically horses, my favorite thing ever. I'm thankful for them because I get to ride them and I have a lot of fun times and fun memories with them. So I'm thankful for my horses and my chickens, even though they're crazy. But I'm thankful for them.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, besides like the basics, what you're thankful for, I'm really thankful for volleyball. Like it's like almost a place I can vent. Like if I'm upset about something, I can just grab a ball, go serve a little bit, and like it just calms me down. It's like my safe place, kind of. Like being on that court, everything else disappears, and it's just the sport. And it's like I'm really thankful for that place just to relax and escape.
That's also a really good one. Yeah, mine's kind of similar. I'm thankful for writing. That's kind of my place. It's my creative outlet. I don't know what I'd do without it. I just, yeah, it's my space, like you said. Those are all good ones. Okay, so I decided to add something called Cozy Corner because autumn is a time when most people cozy up. So, with a playlist or a book or a movie or just whatever. So, do y'all want to talk about your favorite or current? It doesn't even have to be fall. Books or movies or playlists? Do you have any suggestions?
I guess I'll start. So, books-wise, I'm currently reading The Natural series. I know Caitlin has read it. Caitlin's actually the one that recommended it to me. But it is so good. Like, it's just the twists and everything is, it's amazing.
And you don't have to do all three, but if you have one for all three, you can.
Okay. Favorite, I'm not really a big movie person, but I'm currently binge watching like 4 or 5 different shows right now.
Fair. So,
yeah. And then I'm into like when I want to just relax, like my go-to music is like indie, folk, like light pop.
Yeah, you're kind of dressed like that. Mm-hmm. So you're really feeling the vibe.
Cozy vibe. Right now, well, I'm watching a series. It's called SWAT. I don't know if you've heard about it.
I love that show. I love it so much.
What's it about? I've never heard of it.
It's literally about a SWAT team.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Los Angeles SWAT team.
And every episode, it's like a different case. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I don't know. It's like the first time I've ever watched it. And literally every single day when I go home, I watch an episode. And it's so good. And I mean, it's not a fall series or anything. But I've been currently just like sitting down, watching TV. And I don't know, it's been my favorite. I don't read books like that, so I don't have any favorite books. Or fall playlist right now, obviously, I listen to a lot of Hispanic music. Mm-hmm. So pop in Spanish, I like listening to that. And that's been currently like my cozy corner this fall.
That's awesome. I also have not really watched any movies recently or really watched anything. I just haven't had the time. Well, that's not true, actually. We started the second part of Outer Banks of season 4, and I've already gotten so many spoilers, so, because I had to wait for my sister to watch the rest of it. And then, I'm currently reading Folk of the Air. It's a series. I know you've heard of it, Jessica.
I definitely have heard of it. I'm just waiting to read it.
So I read the first, series. There's 3 of them in the first series, and then there's, a duology, so I'm on the first one of the duology. Those are all really good. I like the world building and stuff. And then I don't really have any playlists right now, but I know that Christiana mentioned Buffalo Wild Wings, I think, has a playlist. Did you know that?
I did not know that. I actually know people that...
Oh, Wingstop. Sorry, I've been corrected. It was Wingstop. Wingstop has a playlist. And so I was like, that's kind of interesting, and I'm going to need to check that out. We've heard it's really good.
Okay, yeah, I actually need this now.
I know.
I did not know that Wingstop had a playlist. That's crazy.
It's not a personal recommendation. I've been listening to a lot of Fleetwood Mac and stuff, just, full witchy vibes. But I do want to check out the Wingstop playlist.
The Wingstop.
Okay, so next up, we're going to talk about a few fall things to do. And then, I just put some bullet points on the slide so we can talk about those things, or if y'all have other things, whatever y'all want to talk about.
Okay. We can start with the bullet points. And if we have any other things that we do, we can do that.
Yeah.
Farmer's market.
Do y'all ever go to the farmer's market?
I think I've been to 3.
I have not ever.
But I've never been. Yeah.
No.
I've never been to a farmer's market in the fall. I've only gone to summer, springtime farmers markets. I don't know if the vibe is different.
Yeah, that's mostly what I go to
I know it has to be. It's different season entirely, different products. Because usually when I go, it's summer vibes, summer jewelry, tank top, shorts. I've never been to a farmers market where they're selling sweaters and cute cozy blankets, stuff like that.
I'm thinking because I guess there are different types of farmers markets. And
are you thinking produce farmers market?
Yeah. But, they're... I'm thinking you're thinking flea market? That's also a good thing to do.
No, I'm thinking Trader's Village is what I'm thinking. So kind of a mix of both.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't think I've ever... I've been to straight up flea markets in Canton, and I've been to farmers markets. I don't think I've ever been to something that's a mixture.
Yeah, I've been to Trader's Village once, and it's kind of they have literally everything at Trader's Village. I don't remember. I kind of just went with my friends, and I don't know where it is. But, they had, there was a whole section of, a pet store. You could adopt a pet. And then there was clothing, there was food, there was produce, literally everything. I can't think of one thing that they didn't have. Somewhere they were selling it.
Well, it is fun in the summer because I went to one and there were guys giving out little sticks of honey, you know, and there were like people who were like, there's free ice cream right here and you want free ice cream. So definitely like if you go as a kid or a teenager, people are like, oh, here's food, have samples, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, they're probably like that anyway, but especially if you go with little children, which I did.
Yeah. What about you, Perla? Have you ever been to one?
I've never gone to one. I've gone to a flea market, but not a
farmer's
market. Yeah. Like I've gone to, I don't know what the place is called, but I know it's in like Rockwall. I don't know where it's at, but we went and there were like, there's different like small businesses and there was people selling
like a foods, fall fest
kind of thing. Yeah. But it wasn't really a farmer's market, like mm-hmm. I've never gone to a farmer's market. They just like sell produce, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
they have, I mean, like, little
sometimes they have like crochet stuff too.
Yeah
it kind of goes along.
Have y'all gone to a pumpkin patch?
Yes.
Yeah,
we used to go every year with my family.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, me too.
I've been seeing a lot of people posting, and I'm like, I have to go. But
I feel like pumpkin patches should still exist past October. Like, after Halloween, most pumpkin patches shut down. But it's like,
in Texas, it only gets cold, like, way late.
Yeah, so. Pumpkins are still, like, to me, pumpkins, yes, they're Halloween a little bit.
They're also fall.
But they're fall in general. Like, it's jack-o'-lanterns that are Halloween, and I wish pumpkin patches would stay around longer.
Yeah, to be honest, I mean, I've gone to the pumpkin patch a lot with my family, and I just like didn't really like it that much. I don't know why. Maybe it was just because I was a little kid or something, but I was like, I'm hungry and this is really like, isn't fun. Yeah. Like, this is a lot of walking.
I think it depends on the pumpkin patch.
I think
like,
so
the one
too.
That we have in like downtown Roy City is literally just a pumpkin patch.
Oh no, I'm talking like something way out on land.
Yeah,
like,
but there are a couple of pumpkin patches like where they have like hay rides and other things to do within the pumpkin patch, and those are fun. But the ones that are just like buy a pumpkin,
like okay.
No, this one is like you go and cut your own pumpkin off the vine or whatever, you know, like
cool.
Or you break one off and they're already broken off, but like you're going into an actual like patch and they're just rows and rows of pumpkins.
No, that's fine.
I think that would be cool. Now as a little kid, I did not like the walking.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, you were little, you were tired, you were like, I'm done with this.
And then I would go to grab a pumpkin and like, you know how their stems are when they're green?
Mm-hmm.
They're like fiberglass. I was like, this hurts.
This hurts.
Yeah. Corn mazes. Has anybody gone to a
corn maze?
I've never done one. Okay, I want to do one, but then I've seen like the horror movies of people getting lost in them, and I'm like,
yeah, that's scary.
I mean, I guess you could bring like a machete or something. If you really got lost, you could just hack the corn.
I'm not worried about getting lost. I'm worried about there like somebody hiding within it and then trying to kill me and then getting chased.
Which is a perfectly rational fear.
Yeah, I watch a lot of scary movies.
So I can tell because I've never thought that.
Me either. Not until now.
Yeah, not until now. You just gave us a new fear.
I know. I've seen people like post, and I'm like, this seems so fun.
It
like, how come I've not gone? Like, I need to go.
Do they give you a map, or do you just go through?
They have to give you a map.
Surely. I don't know. I've never been to one, so I don't
Me
know how
either.
They work.
I don't think they give you one.
They don't give you one?
I don't think they do. I think there's one, like, out, like, on the front that you can take a picture of if you think about it, but I don't think they give you
Imagine
one.
If you get lost. Like, that's sad. Like, no.
I don't think they're complicated enough to do that.
Probably not.
Like, they make them easy enough to
find.
Tailgating
football games. I've never done that, but it looks fun.
I've never tailgated a football game. I've done like tailgate events, I guess, but they're not for a football game. Like, they're kind of like more like trunk or treat without the treat. Like,
without
just
the
like,
treat,
just
trunk.
Just trunk.
It's kidnapping.
Like, it's just like, it's just sitting in the parking lot and
chilling.
Yeah.
But not with any purpose other than to chill. Like, it's not for like,
I mean,
a football game.
I've done that, but it's always impromptu. Like, my dad stops and talks to someone and I'm stuck there. It's that sort of thing.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm.
Backyard bonfires.
I love
bonfires. I lived in the Midwest for like 8 years. That's bonfires are what they do.
Yeah,
I love them so much, especially because it's usually like my family comes over and we're just like chilling, and it's like a fun family time.
I
enjoy it very much.
Okay, when we're talking bonfires, are we talking like?
Oh no, we're talking like legit bonfires.
Bonfire, yes. Or are we talking like fire, like outdoor fireplace? Because well, there is a difference.
My family, as far as bonfires go, it's go big or go home. And
okay.
Yeah.
Because, like, my family, like, we have, like, a little backyard thing that we'll do, like, a little, like, around the campfire type thing. But then we'll also go to, like, friends' houses and do a huge bonfire. And the bigger the fire, the bigger the party.
Oh, like, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah,
like, for sure.
Yeah, we go out to West Texas to the ranch, and my dad will make huge bonfires out of all the wood there because there was, like, this fire, and so there's tons of dead brush and stuff. And so, he'll get it hot enough to, like, melt a glass bottle, like, a thick glass bottle, like, you know, into it. One time I watched it, like, melted, and then it was, like, flat. I've never seen glass do anything like that. But I was like, how hot is that fire? Like, we're throwing tin cans and glass bottles into it, and
they're melting?
That, yeah.
That's crazy. That's
I was like,
I don't like that. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
That's scary, though.
But then, usually we have bonfires for 4th of July. That's just kind of like a 4th of July thing to me. Although maybe not in Texas so much because it gets like really dry and dangerous.
Yeah, we can't. Like, that's why we have the land to shoot off fireworks, but we can't because it gets so dry that like our neighbors literally caught. We have like a wheat field across the street from us, and they caught them on fire.
Oh my god.
And so crazy. It's like
yeah, my grandparents, it's the same deal. Like my grandpa, he likes to burn all of his trash instead of actually like taking it somewhere. Don't ask me why, but he goes out and burns it because he has a burn pit. But their yard gets so dry that he really should not be doing that. And I think one time like my dad lit part of they have a little bit of land, not much, but he lit part of their yard on fire, setting off fireworks.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, you know, a big piece or anything, but still.
It's dangerous. Have y'all ever gone camping?
I love camping.
I've never gone legitimately camping.
Me either.
I've gone, like,
really?
RV camping.
You've never gone tent camping?
But I've never gone tent camping.
Oh.
Is it fun?
It's so fun. I've never done this, but, like, my dad and mom, before I got together, used to just camp, like, without a tent even. So what? They would go out to the ranch and they would make a camp like at the top of one of the mesas and just like be there for a week, which is
that's
crazy.
They're brave. They're brave.
With the rattlesnakes.
I know, imagine. Oh no, I could never
survivor, like build your own shelter.
Yeah, my dad is kinda like that, to be honest with you. My dad would have done something like that when he was younger. But no, I mean I've never done that. I'm not that crazy, but I love tent camping, it's fun.
Do we want to move on to this or that now?
Sure.
Okay.
So Perla came up with our this or that, so.
Hope y'all like it.
Okay, so relaxing after dinner or Black Friday shopping?
I never go Black Friday shopping.
I don't
ever.
I don't either unless it's on accident. I'm like, oh, let's go shopping today. And I'm like, oh, it's Black Friday.
I try to avoid it at all costs.
Me too.
I don't like the crowds. Like, I don't like the everyday crowds of shopping.
No,
Black
I don't
Friday
either.
Crowd shopping,
no.
Count me out. I do not want to be there.
Yeah, no, one time my mom, after, she used to go Black Friday shopping when she was still not married with my dad, and she was in line until, like, 2 a.m.
Yeah,
I was like, no.
No.
She was like, never again while I go back. I will never let y'all go. So, since then, we've never gone Black Friday shopping.
Yeah, I do not. And I feel like, honestly, like, used to, maybe the prices justified it, but they don't anymore.
Yeah, they're not good enough discounts.
No.
Okay. And people go crazy over everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. It really isn't.
Okay.
So it's definitely relaxing after dinner.
Ham or turkey?
Ham.
Ham.
Every day. Ham.
Ham. I don't like turkey.
I don't either.
Okay, so three turkey haters.
Okay.
After we get done with the ham, because we always have a lot left over, do y'all know what quiche is?
Nope.
Oh, it's like a breakfast pie with like eggs and bacon and ham and cheese. It's so good. I make that out of our ham.
That's cool. Okay, would you rather be the guest or would you rather host Thanksgiving dinner? I feel like it's hard to like say this as the kids because
it
like,
is,
the younger
yeah.
Cause, like either or, I don't do a lot. Like, and like, even if I don't, if my house doesn't host it, I'm still the one that makes the pies. Like, I either bring the pies or the pies are already there.
Yeah, like I'm cooking either way.
So yeah. It doesn't really matter.
We don't really host stuff at our house. I mean, we have, our house is big enough for it, but I mean, my grandparents, just because it's kind of tradition, we always go there. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Perla?
I'd be a host. I feel like I would enjoy the cooking because I really like cooking or baking. So I'd probably host.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of like little cousins or anything?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're really committing to that. That's a lot to clean up.
No, that's, I guess because of that, I would rather be guest because I don't want to have to deal with the cleanup.
Yeah.
Okay, the cleanup, I'll make them make.
Although, to be fair, like, I mean, oh, okay. Yeah. The women in my family tend to clean up regardless of who's hosting, and then the men go and do whatever they do. So we are, do you want to go through the last two? We're almost out of time, but we can make these really quick.
Yeah. Cornbread or rolls?
Rolls.
Depends on the food. Like,
fair, but rolls.
Yeah. Rolls.
Definitely. Rolls, like, rolls from scratch. Oh my gosh.
Yes. So good.
Fluffy. Yeah.
Cornbread, like, cornbread is a good Thanksgiving thing, but it has to be sweet cornbread.
We eat it with stew, and we make jalapeno cheese cornbread. Mm,
yeah.
Which is
that's
good.
That's fair.
And then we kind of already talked about this one. I mean, we literally put the pie that y'all did not like, and then everybody's favorite.
Yeah.
Pumpkin or apple. We're all going apple.
Every day, apple. Yep. And it's just a textural thing. It's not even the flavor. Like, the flavor's fine.
I mean, it's okay with pumpkin pie, and even I admit it's got a weird texture.
Like, it's, like, just gritty and...
Gritty? Gritty. I've never had gritty pumpkin pie.
Like, it's gritty. It's okay, it's gritty, but also smooth at the same time. Like, it's a mix of both.
Allie's back there laughing at us.
I think it's because, like, the sugar doesn't fully get mixed in. And so I still, like... There's still, like, crumbs of sugar.
And it's cold.
Ew.
I don't know. For some reason, like, every time I eat it, I know it's supposed to be eaten cold, and I eat it cold because I guess I kind of like it that way, but it's also, like, it doesn't seem like it should be
cold. Like, pie shouldn't be cold to
me.
Like, pie should be a warm
thing. It's just weird.
But, yeah.
Okay, well, anything else to add? Nope. Okay, so that wraps up our fall 2024 podcast. Thanks for listening, Roy City.